Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I am your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I do own a detox residential treatment facility called California Wellness. It is a 6-bed detox residential facility. So if you need any resources, whether it be that facility or another one or any other type of resources, you could reach out to that direct line. What I want to talk with you about today, I'm going to cut to the point, is 3 questions you can ask yourself to avoid relapse. And the whole thing is when we're first getting sober, we cannot trust our mindset. We cannot trust our own thinking, because to be quite honest with you, we are sick individuals. The way that we are thinking on a consistent basis is not aligned with our true potential, with our best selves. We typically tend to get in the way and do things that we really shouldn't be doing. And the whole thing is, we are masters at manipulation and justification. So we can rationalize really poor choices, and it can get us in deep shit, straight up, you know? And yet we still find a way to make it acceptable in our lives, right? We get around people that aren't healthy for us. We make choices that put us in bad situations. We do things that we regret, that causes shame, guilt, remorse, and yet we find a way to rationalize it in the moment. And, you know, we are masters at this, because this goes hand in hand with addiction. The only way that we can continue using for so long or drinking for so long is if we rationalize our poor behaviors, because we know on a subconscious and a conscious level that we are fucking up, that we are not living the way that we should be, right? So how do we do this for so long? How do we continue these behaviors without making changes or adjustments? Well, since using and drinking is a coping mechanism, that's essentially what drinking is for us, and using is, it is our coping mechanism to get through our problems. It becomes like our toxic best friend. We have to defend it. And the way that we defend it is by making excuses for it, even though our behaviors, our attitude is completely unacceptable. So this is why we cannot trust our own thinking. And this will get us in a lot of trouble if we continue going down this path and not relying on others who can help us, because our mind is a very, very tricky neighborhood to roam around by ourselves. So these are 3 questions that I want you to ask yourself before making any decisions. If you're not really sure if it's a good idea, or if it's leading to a relapse, or if you're not sure if you're putting yourself in a bad position or not, these 3 questions are going to help you. Number 1 is, can you make this choice with a clear conscience? Can you be honest about it with someone who wants your best interest? So if you're coming down to making a decision, whether it's going to the bar or going to a party or relapsing in general, right? If you're having cravings and you are seriously thinking about taking an action that you're not sure if you should or shouldn't, can you make this choice with a clear conscience? Can you be honest about it, right? If someone that you loved knew what you were about to do, would they co-sign that? Would they be okay with it? Could you be honest with them without feeling guilty or without feeling odd about telling them? If the answer to that is no, right? If you couldn't look your mom in the face, someone who loves and cares about you, and said, hey, I'm about to go to this party, and if she constantly knew what was going on there, then it's probably not in your best interest, you know? Don't tell yourself that you could put yourself in these situations because, you know, you're testing your strength and you're strong-willed and all that bullshit. This is your addiction at work. You are putting yourself in a bad spot, you know? And this really goes for any decision-making. It's not so much just putting yourself in environments that where there's using or partying. It's really any type of choice that you think is not going to work in your favor. If you're not so sure about it, ask yourself this, right? Can you make this choice with a clear conscience? Do you think that this is in your best interest, or would someone else think that it's in your best interest that is close to you, right? The second thing, is this decision pushing you closer to the person you want to be or further away, right? I want you to think about your best self. What do they look like? How do they act, right? What are you doing with your life? How do you look physically, mentally? How do you carry yourself emotionally? What type of individual are you a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Just go to that place, right? And how do you carry yourself? Are you a person of integrity and honesty and someone who's in good physical shape, someone who's doing well financially, someone who's in a career that they love, right? I hope so. I hope that when you think about your best self and you really give yourself some time, I really want you to do this and spend some time on it because it's important. We all need to visualize. We should be visualizing where we want to be and where we want to go. That's the only place where we get to where we want to go is by having an idea of where we're going first. So really think about this, right? What does that individual look like? And when you get the answer to this, is this decision, right? If you're thinking about relapse, if you're having cravings, if you're thinking about, you know, taking a negative action in your sobriety, is this decision pushing you closer to the person you want to be, or is it pulling you further away? It's a very simple question. And if you're being honest with yourself, you should come up with the good answer to you know, whatever it is that you're pondering, right? And, you know, sometimes we have to reframe things in the sense of, you know, looking at things from an overall perspective. We get trapped into focusing on the moment, right? I want immediate gratification. I want to feel better now. I want to do this in this moment. I want to do this right now because I'm not feeling content with how I am in this moment. But you have to understand that there is more to life than just this moment. There are repercussions. There are consequences to the decisions that we make today. And it comes an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, right? So every decision that we make is very important, and we have an amazing way of completely bullshitting ourselves and making it acceptable to make poor choices. And listen, we all make mistakes, right? We're not perfect human beings by any means, but you know, we have to start asking ourselves these types of questions because it reframes the way that we look at the choices we're making. And it really puts importance on what we're doing. So if you're about to make a decision that is not going to put you closer to your best self, then why go through with it, right? And I'll answer that for you. The reason why we do that is because we're typically seeking some type of immediate gratification instead of going through the process and having faith that things are going to work out if I continue to work hard and I continue to do what I need to do for myself. But a lot of times we are not patient enough. We want that instant gratification, that immediate gratification, and we don't want to experience the pain and the discomfort of the delayed gratification, right? So you have to get real with yourself and you have to understand that discomfort is okay. Being uncomfortable is okay. Life is not about getting immediate rewards, right? Because the things that are worth having take time, and the things that don't take time are usually not worth having. Always remember that. It takes time. It takes patience. And if you are working hard and continuing to make the right choices for yourself over and over and over again, you will reap the benefits of it. But you gotta have patience and you gotta have faith. So the third question that I have for you is, would you recommend this action if you had a child, right? If let's say you have a child right now, whatever you are contemplating doing, would you recommend your child do that same action? And if you don't have a child, would you recommend it to your imaginary child, right? Fast forward 10 years down the line, and let's say you're living correctly and you're trying to set a strong example. Would you be living this way if you knew your child was watching, right? Would you recommend this action, whatever it is you're contemplating, to your seed? And this is another very powerful way of using your imagination and using the resources that we have to make a decision for ourselves that we really should be doing all along. It's a lot easier to make a decision out of someone else's best interest than for ourselves. And the truth is that for a lot of us, we don't love ourselves yet, or we have a hard time treating ourselves with self-respect and doing for ourselves what we need to do because we're not used to it, right? Anybody who takes drugs or drinks themselves half to death does not love themselves. It's not an act of self-love. So we are not used to thinking through this frame of mind that I need to start making the best choices for me. But it becomes a lot easier to do that for other people, right? If you think of your closest friends or family or loved ones or your kids, like when we think of it in this frame of mind, we're able to make healthier choices for ourselves. The truth is we need to start to think about this. We need to start thinking about ourselves in this frame of mind, right? It's just a lot easier to make these decisions for other people. It's kind of like the individual that gives the best advice, right? We all have that friend that gives great advice, but never takes the advice. And, you know, they could tell you exactly what you need to do, but they don't know how to live it themselves. And this is a perfect example of that. Our self-talk is like that too. We don't know what to do for ourselves most of the time. We don't know healthy coping mechanisms. We don't know how to make healthy choices for ourselves. So we have to really start to work this into our daily lives, into our psyche little by little. And it takes time. But reframing and asking ourselves these types of questions make it powerful and very real. Like, if you wouldn't recommend taking an action to your, you know, for your child or in front of your child, you probably shouldn't do it either. Because whatever you're doing, if you have kids now or you're going to have kids in the future, they're going to be replicating what you do. Kids, you know, rarely listen, but they never fail to replicate what you're doing. They are always watching and they always end up following in our footsteps, you know? So thinking of it in this sense can hopefully make you look at it a little bit different, right? So I want to go through these three questions again. The first one is, can you make this choice with a clear conscience? Can you be honest about it with someone who wants your best interest, right? Number two, is this decision pushing you closer to the person you want to be or further away? And number three, would you recommend taking this action for your child or in front of your child if you have one, you know? So these are the things I want you to contemplate when you have cravings, when you have urges, when you want to, when you're putting yourself in bad positions and you're not sure if you're making healthy choices for yourself. You have to ask yourself these three questions, and I promise you, if you're being honest about it, and if you're being honest about all of them, you will come to the correct answer. You know what I mean? And utilize this. This is so important. It's something that can really save your ass. It can save your life. And if you really need to, obviously, talk with another person in recovery, because I wasn't capable of making healthy decisions for myself. This exercise here also isn't something you should just solely rely, like, don't solely rely on this. If you could talk with someone who's in recovery, if you could talk with someone who has been there before, speak on, you know, your issues, speak with people that have been there about the issues that you're dealing with, and really try to come to some type of understanding of how they think about these problems, right? Because we learn from others. It's the best way to gain knowledge is to learn through mentorship and guidance. And a lot of times we can't really give ourselves that own guidance and that type of mentorship on our own. So always utilize people in recovery. But if you can't, if you don't have that available, these three questions will suffice, you know, and if you're being honest about it, you will come to the proper conclusion. So that's all I have for you today. If you could rate this podcast, I'd greatly appreciate it. You know, it's the only way to really spread the word out there. If you also share it with a friend or a loved one, someone who's struggling, I'd really appreciate that as well. But thank you for listening. You know, you being here and being a part of this community means more than you realize. And, you know, if you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.